My guest today this morning is Haitham Badawi. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are part of the Association Formation Sensibilisation Luxembourg, FSL, and you are organizing an event tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening in Esch. This event is called Living Library, and it's in collaboration with the Commune of Esch and with some other partners. What can people expect from this event tomorrow evening?
Thank you very much for presenting, to be able to present the event. It will be tomorrow at evening at 7 p.m. The participant can arrive. It's Living Library. So the library, you can usually go, you can have a books. But in this library, the books is life. It is human beings. It is people. And in this month, in the with Municipality of Esch and other organizations like ACAT, the Musée National, Resistance, Droit de l'Homme in Esch. Also, there is many other events about women's rights, about human rights. So in this event is in the same framework of the activities that happened in March. And it will take place in the Auberge de Jeunesse in Esch, the youth hostel. That will be at 7 p.m. People can arrive. And the books will be women that will talk about different stories and experience that they had that is connected to human rights or women's rights or some issues that they faced in different, could be in workplace, could be in life, could be problem at family, could be through migration, could be about integration. There is many different topics that they are going to present. And the reader is coming expected to have several books, not just one, because it's very short. And in this book, you don't just read or listen what they say, a story, but also you can ask and there is a kind of conversation. So, and this technique is happening since, I think, the year 2000. It started in Denmark as a human library, and then many other institutions took it all over the world. And from Council of Europe, they made a guidebook for people who are organizing it called Don't Judge a Book by Its Look. So it's always about prejudice to break stereotypes, and people could learn about it from others.
Yeah, so the idea of this living library concept is basically that instead of reading the stories of people, you have people telling their stories. What kind of stories do the people, the women that you have invited for this specific event tomorrow, what do they tell? Who are they?
I can say some of the participants. Like, there is some names. Some of the participants will not, don't prefer to show for public their names because they have some issues that they should not be known as well, unless the people who are coming. So it is a bit exciting and interesting how these stories are being. But we have several books. Like I mentioned, like, there is Ana Correa de Vega. She's she's Luxembourgish from origin of Cape Verde. Talking about breaking the glass ceiling in Luxembourg in different that she had for her career and her education. It's very interesting. Also, Mary Falls, her title of the book is Happening After All, that she faced many problems in her family and afterwards for health issues, that how she managed to overcome it.
Yes, she has been she was abused as a child, and yes, then wrote a book about this experience and about her fight.
Exactly, yeah. Amira Albana is coming about talking about workplace harassment and about bullying as well, the issue of bullying in workplace in the how should face it. There is Zaina Menhal, she's coming as well. She is talking about the integration of women from Arab origin and how it happened in Luxembourg and her experience. There is Haikoui Margarian, who was working in war zones before and to choose to be in career or to have family. And she was working in international community of Red Cross. So there is different, some a bit hard experience, but career as well, very good career, but to have it family or not. So it's a choice for women. There is Julia Ruhman, and she having her title is about Rise Out from Ashes, about her experience and as an artist as well. There is Abbas Yamarjan from Afghanistan and how she have it. And there is more people as well, like there's Angela talking about cancer, Nina about voice of transgender women as well, like how the woman could be what is woman as well. It is a question who could present. So there is many different topics.
So if I or any of our listeners want to go, that tomorrow we can meet all these people and read the books, to stay in the metaphor. And how long do these stories, these conversations last?
The rounds is short, like between 15 to 20 minutes, and then they change to have the other book because it cannot stay like for all. Like people could be expected to be having four books, and for the time, and also it will be in English and French. Some of the books are multilingual. Some of the books are speaking only English or only French. So how the people are going to be able to present, how people will choose, it will be organized as well. That's why there should be an inscription in advance with the municipality of Esch. So they can send an email to Egalité des Chances in Ville Esch, or they can call phone number. It's 275-459-10. And just to tell that they are going to register to come to the event, and the people can arrive at 7 p.m. to arrival and register, and it will start at 7:30 at 19:30 tomorrow till 10.
Okay, and maybe one more general question: have you had this kind of events before at FSL? Have you organized Living Library events in other contexts?
Yeah, we organized Living Library twice before in Luxembourg City. You call it Living Library Luxembourg (LLL), and for 2 years, for 21 and 22, and it was in Forum Giesecknapfen. It was a bit different format because it was bigger event, much more books, and the place was bigger as well, and it was a period of COVID, so they had some special requirements that people should be far from each other. As well, it was in the city center, so there were two sessions, one in the morning for schools, like in cooperation with other organizations, that they share the information with other schools, because in this area there is an international school and many other high schools and lycées in Merle. There were some classes that came totally to all the class to have this session. But in the evening, it was for public and many people, not from schools, but also we had agreement with the university. Some courses came to participate. So it was a bit different format. And it was all about, usually about stories that have relation with human rights. And it was in the framework of the Human Rights Week activity that was organized by ACAT, one of the partners, and also there were other organizations like Centro for Bridge Building, Derviso Building, and Young Caritas.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Haitham, for coming by and for telling us all about the event that is taking place tomorrow evening in Esch. So that's the Living Library event organized by Formation Sensibilisation Luxembourg, FSL, in collaboration with the municipality of Esch and ACAD Luxembourg, as well as the Musée National de la Résistance et des Droits Humains in Esch. And this is taking place tomorrow evening. From 7 p.m., you can all come to the youth hostel that's right next to the train station in Esch. And please register. The email address is, so that's in French, egalitedeschances@villeesch.lu. I will also put it on our website, rcityradio.com, together with the audio file of this interview. Then you have all the details and all the registration modalities again.